you for calling Too Good Gourmet. This is Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Rachel. It's Alfonso.
Hi, Alfonso. She is not in right now. I did think that she would be in, and she's not. We were just talking about that. Do you want her voicemail?
Yeah, well, she replied to my email saying that she just kind of wanted more information on the loan. What did you guys discuss?
Nothing. I really am not a decision maker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am really, I can't emphasize that enough. I'm really not a decision maker, so I don't have any internal knowledge as to the direction of things that we're doing. But do you want her voicemail?
Yeah, she said she's really busy. And she just replied to my email saying that. So I was hoping maybe to kind of catch her in the morning. She said the best time to reach her is after 3:30, but usually I'm out of the office by 3:30.
Yeah.
So it was kind of hit and miss. I tried reaching her early. That's why I kind of called to see before she got into the office if she can, shoot me a message or give me a call. It just takes 10 minutes of her time. She was just more curious about what the loan was and what we could do for her.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. I don't have her here right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd recommend just continue to try to reach out to her. Would be my suggestion.
Uh huh. Do you know when she's in, or she's just in and out?
She's just in and out.
Oh man. Okay. Do you want it? Do you still have my number?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I sent her an email. I mean, I still check my email at home. So I can, that's how I got, I found that out. So I tried calling, earlier this morning. So,
I would see. It seems as though email, if she's responding to you, is probably the best way.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's after hours, for you, you may want to try to connect with her or find a good time beyond and let her know that after 3:30 you're unavailable.
Uh-huh.
Did you respond to her email when she said that?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote back. I guess it was around the same time, probably 10 minutes after. Just kind of saying, like, do you have the time maybe in the morning since I'm off at 3:30? It's just a 10-minute conversation. It looks like she has some questions, so I just wanted to answer.
Okay. I think probably because she is in and out, she's been in the past week really early.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said, oh, yeah, try really early. But I would follow her lead.
Follow her lead. Do you think that's, like, the best way to get a hold of her is just through email?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just shoot me over to her voicemail, and then I'll send her, just maybe when she gets in, she can check it, and just maybe give me a call when she has, like, 10 minutes. I sent her an email also, so she can check that.
Okay. All right. Hang on just 1 second.
Thanks, Rach.
Okay, thank you.
Mailbox 101 at the tone. Record your message. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Hey, Jen, it's Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. It looks like you have some kind of questions on our loans, so I just want to touch base and, see if you have, like, maybe 5 to 10 minutes to kind of talk. Give me a call back when you get in the office. My name's Alfonso, 858-252-1487. All right, Jen, have a great day.